This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought down the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, there's not any just one major thing out there. There was no big earth-shattering news. We saw negative trading and closes that occurred back on Friday for the cattle complex continue to start this week off on a negative side. Shortly after the opening this morning, the feeders went limit down while the live cattle traded off and on, being limit down today. Cash cattle trade last week had a high of 168. That's down $5 from the previous week. And we also saw the lean hogs trade negative today. We saw on the, we don't have an official close yet, but the last trade showed December cattle down to $3 limit, February down to $3 limit, January and March feeders down to $3 limit, and February lean hogs were down 42 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattleman.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His PharmaSure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. PharmaSure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? PharmaSure. To locate an agent near you, go to PharmaSure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it was an interesting day in the grains. Wheat, corn, and soybeans traded on mixed side today, but we also saw mixed closes today. The weekly export inspections were once again good for soybeans, disappointingly low for the wheat and the corn. The wheat year-to-date is at 33% less than a year ago on export inspections. The crude oil and the heating oil today made new contract lows on a monthly chart. Crude oil's had its lowest trade in over 5 years, and the heating oil in over 4 years. On the close today, March KC wheat was unchanged. July KC wheat up a quarter of a penny. March Chicago wheat 4 cents higher. March corn and July corn down 4 3/4, while we saw the January and the March soybeans both up 7 3/4 cents today, with March cotton 33 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.